Chapter 54. Sing, barren, you who didn't bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Don't spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall possess the nations, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Don't be afraid, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded, for you shall not be disappointed, for you shall forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you shall remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord has called you as a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, even a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a small moment have I forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. In overflowing wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting loving kindness will I have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains may depart, and the hills be removed, but my loving kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you, you afflicted and tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Behold, I will set your stones in beautiful colors, and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, and your gates of emeralds, and all your border of precious stones. All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not be afraid, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they may gather together, but not by me. Whoever shall gather together against you shall fall because of you. Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and brings forth a weapon for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness which is of me, says the Lord.